Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been more than 50 years now since Neil Armstrong became the first man to set foot on the moon. And now, NASA says its new Artemis program aims to explore more of the moon's surface than ever before, with an eye toward reaching Mars in the future. But the program also hopes to make history by putting the first woman on the moon within 4 years. And there's a chance she could be from Boston. We're joined now by NASA astronaut Stephanie Wilson, a Boston native and a veteran of 3 space flights. She's also a member of the new Artemis team. Stephanie, hi. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition and congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So you've spent 42 days of your life in space. Can you explain for listeners what it's like to be in space and to look down on our planet from way above?
The view from space is spectacular. It's a wonder to behold. The colors are very vivid. And what strikes us from that perspective is that we're one humanity and we have to do all that we can to preserve it. I've had the great pleasure of flying aboard Space Shuttle Discovery 3 times to build the International Space Station. And over that period, I have seen the International Space Station grow from 1 laboratory to 3 laboratories where we're conducting a wonderful research 250 miles above the surface of the Earth.
Let's look ahead for a moment at the Artemis program. What's the big objective for these missions?
These missions are for us to return sustainably to the moon. We will have a flight first that circumnavigates the moon and then landing on the moon in around 2024, returning men and a woman to the surface of the moon. The science activities will be related to field geology, sample collection and return, and we'll also have some deployed experiments. So the focus will shift to planetary exploration and deep space.
At this point, you have spent more time in space than any other African-American astronaut in history. And I'm wondering, as a person who was born in Boston and attended high school in Pittsfield, what you hope it means to young Black children statewide that you've been so prominent in space.
I hope that it means that they see that it is important to find their passion. I, as a middle school student, had an interest in science, which transitioned to an interest in engineering and studying engineering science at Harvard and aerospace engineering at the University of Texas. They should have confidence in their capabilities. They should feel that they will bring value and add value to teams. And by doing those things, they'll find success and they will be able to fulfill their dreams. And I'm happy to serve in a role model capacity if that's how young people see me. And it's a very important way to visualize what can be achieved.
I'm wondering how jazzed you are about the thought that you could be the first woman or among the first women to walk on the moon.
I am very excited to be considered, along with my colleagues, to be either the first or among the first to walk on the moon. It is a wonderful opportunity to be a representative for the astronaut office for NASA and to go forward to the nation to bring the story of the Artemis program, bring the perspective of being an operator and the experience that I have from my space flights to help the Artemis program be successful.
And when do you hope to get into space again? What's the timetable?
Currently, we are targeting a flight that will circumnavigate the moon in about 2023. That's the Artemis 2 flight mission. The Artemis 3 mission would be on the moon for about 7 days. That would happen in about 2024.
Well, Stephanie, our fingers are crossed for you that you get up there and you have to promise us as best you can so far out that if you do, you'll phone us or at least try to phone us from space. That would be so cool.
It would be very cool. You can count on it.
NASA astronaut Stephanie Wilson, a Boston native, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.